Chapter 48. Ellen Chanyon, Jesse's bartender friend from Florida, called in the late afternoon and asked if Jesse had forgotten her. "Never," he said. She called him a liar and said that they hadn't forgotten him down there, and that her manager had found a credit card receipt with Paul's name on it. He asked her to send a screenshot, and within seconds his cell phone pinged, and there it was. He thanked her. She said that maybe someday he could thank her in person. He told her he was kind of involved with somebody these days. Ellen Chanyon said, "I'm not jealous." "Good to know," Jesse said. "You think this will help?" she said. "Like they say," Jesse said, "couldn't hurt." Jesse told Suit to call Dan Malman at the DA's office, send him the screenshot, and tell him they needed to subpoena Hutton's credit card history from Capital One. "On it," Suit said at his desk. Then he grinned and said to Jesse, "What's in your wallet?"
"What?"
"The Capital One commercials," Suit said. "With Samuel L. Jackson and Jennifer Garner."
"Who's Jennifer Garner?"
"Seriously?" Suit said. "She was married to Ben Affleck." "The actor who's the Red Sox fan?" Jesse said. "Luther," Molly said from behind them. "I don't know why you even try."
"Dan knows the drill," Jesse said, ignoring them. "He's just got to find the rep from Capital One. They all have one. Tell them it's exigent circumstances."
"Life and death," Suit said.
Molly said,
"You have learned well, Grasshopper."
"What, Grasshopper?" Suit said.
Sonny was at Molly's house, walking Rosie the dog. Jesse told Molly and Suit he was going out for a drive.
"Anywhere in particular?" Molly said.
"Securing the perimeter," he said.
"You want to get away and think, and you don't want us bothering you," she said.
"Sounds so impersonal when you put it that way," he said.
"Dinner later with the women in your life?"
"Sounds good." He thought about calling Dix, seeing if Dix had time this afternoon. Sometimes his brain just worked better when he was in the same room with Dix, hanging around with someone smarter. He drove aimlessly for a while, past Indian Hill overlooking the harbor, where they'd once found the body of a radio guy named Walton Weeks. Then he was going over the bridge and into Stiles Island, thinking back to the time when the bridge had blown and the island had essentially been taken hostage by Jimmy Macklin and Wilson Cromarty, known as Crow. Then to Paradise Neck on the causeway and back. Karina Torres had talked about ghosts and the Canes. They weren't the only ones who had them. But you thought too hard on them, Jesse knew from experience, and they could drive you to drink. He drove to Marshport for the 6 o'clock meeting at the First Episcopal Church. Couldn't hurt.